Right now on Next, we are chatting to Phoebe Starr.
She's an Australian musician who's been touring around on the back of her Chronicles album she's launched. And I first saw her play supporting the Paper Kites a number of years ago. I was blown away by her, like, crazy strong electronic sound, just like wonderful music, wonderful lyrics. Phoebe, thanks so much for joining us. Oh, hello. There we go.
Sorry,
now we got you.
Gotcha.
Did I do enough hellos?
Yes, you definitely did. We have you now. So Phoebe, you've just been playing some music in Adelaide. How do you find the city of churches?
I actually wasn't playing music in Adelaide. I was there to just be a part of music, but I did very much enjoy Adelaide, and I feel sorry for Adelaide because I never go there. And then when I go there, I don't play music. And people always inbox me being like annoyed. And so I feel guilt. So thanks for bringing that up.
We like to make it awkward for our guests here at Next. So.
Sorry, Adelaide.
So, but you were down there also with Mookie as well, who you've been spending a lot of time going around with. Have you been enjoying that kind of, like, you know, two-person kind of tour and you know, enjoying music together?
Yeah. So the Mookie project came about. Mookie, I've known since she was in high school. When I started first doing music, she contacted me and was like, you know, can I have some help? And so she's been kind of behind the scenes in my life for the last couple of years. And so I helped kind of her work on her music and things like that. And we write together. And yeah, it was just like my little sister. So it's really cool.
Do you ever get involved in kind of Mookie's music? Her new song, Friends Don't Make Out, is phenomenal. What do you think about that song, I guess?
Yeah, it's awesome. So, yeah, the kind of story of Mookie even is so I've been in the States for the last couple of years, and my MD, Maddie, who's Mookie, trying to find her sound of what she wanted to say in her music. And I met Aaron overseas in LA, and I was like, Aaron, you are the perfect producer. And he was like, I'm not going to Australia. Like, I don't.
It's so far.
I'm not going to Adelaide.
Yeah, he's like, I hate Adelaide. He's like, I don't want to be involved with that. And then I played South by Southwest, and we both went and saw Charlie and Sophie and had the most incredible time. And I was like, Mookie should totally do like
that PC Sophie pop type of yes.
music.
Amazing.
And then so Aaron, who's like my MD and works on my stuff production, came over here. I like made him come over here. And we did the last tour we did with him. And then on the side, we worked on Mookie stuff. So it's like, it's funny because people like don't know how I'm involved or what I'm involved, but it's just like we're in a collective.
You're that secret extra.
Yeah, like we're just like we help each other, and so it's really cool like having it in the family. Like Aaron is such an amazing producer, and then having Mookie work with Aaron, it's just like, it's so cool. And now
well, with your own music as well, you know, you had your Chronicles album just recently come out, and that's like a pretty huge accomplishment as well. And I saw a video of you dancing to one of your own songs in the Isle of Woolworths. How does it feel to be that level of popularity?
I didn't know how to take a video of myself. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty awesome. Like, I think it's just like such a good time to be involved in music, and this is really a good time to be involved in the arts as well. Like, I just love making things. So whether that's like amongst the Mookie project or the Phoebe Starr project, or like for another artist writing stuff, it's just like, I feel so lucky to be able to write and record and do whatever comes with music. So yeah, it feels pretty good.
So and also I saw with your They Keep Telling Me song that was I loved off your album. It's sort of like, it's about a recent experience of yours, but also ties in like a lot of footage from your childhood and so forth. How do you kind of pull all these experiences together?
I mean, like, I'm not really thinking too much about it. I just kind of write what I feel, and whatever's inside comes outside. And yeah, like I wanted to do a video clip for that song, and I didn't really have the budget to do it in the way that I wanted. So I was like, what can I do to show where this song comes from in a personal way? And I found my old home movies and I was like, yeah, I feel like this could help tell the story of, you know, my experience. And it seems like a lifetime ago that came out now, but it was such a good experience to get that out of me. Mm. I didn't know that it was in me until it came out. And yeah, it's kind of my jam, I guess, like, of, you know, people always tell you how to behave and what to do, but only you can really define how you think and look and act about how you want to respond to the world. So, yeah, I guess it's like me telling myself as well, like, just to focus on my own path and what I want to do and create, and just keep doing it.
Yeah, well, we're actually going to play They Keep Telling Me Now. Thank you so much for joining us, Phoebe Starr.
No problem.
Wonderful. Awesome. Talking to you. Thanks so much.
You can catch her EP Chronicles. It's available for streaming and download, so make sure you check that out. It's huge. It's such a great EP. This is They Keep Telling Me, Phoebe Starr on Next.